Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Sheila Hameen Show on this afternoon. So glad that you took the time to tune in. At this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we call upon your holy name and we ask, Lord, that you will stop by while this broadcast is going forth. In the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, look down on us one by one and name by name, and we ask you to search our hearts, oh, my God, and anything that's not right, Lord, anything that you're not pleased with, please have mercy upon us and forgive us, Lord. Blot out our transgressions. Oh, my God, wash away our iniquities. Clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Work on us, my God, and make us what you'll have us to be. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to stop by here, oh, Lord, and bring healing and restoration. Lord, somebody needs a touch, my God. Somebody's waiting on a touch today, Lord. Somebody's waiting on healing right now, oh God. Somebody's waiting on deliverance. And we know, Lord, that you have everything we need. And we are asking you today to please, my God, send on deliverance, oh God. Send on power and strength, Lord Jesus. Send on salvation today, Lord. Save the lost. Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh Lord God. We're down here waiting on you, Lord, and we can't do nothing until you come. Lord, we need you to help us, oh God, to take us through, Lord Jesus, all of our tests and trials that are before us. We need strength, oh God, not to yield to temptation. We need encouragement to continue on pressing our way. We need help, Lord Jesus, in the time of trouble. Oh, my Lord, be merciful right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, my God, we're waiting, just waiting down here, Lord. And if you don't come to see about us, if you don't come to our rescue, Lord, we'll be lost, oh, God. And we need you right now, Jesus. Send on help, Lord God. Send your anointing right now, Lord, and anoint us to do your will, Lord Jesus. Anoint us, oh God, in prayer. Anoint us in all that we do, that your name may be lifted up and glorified in the midst of the heathen and all around the world. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God, and let your will be done. Lord, we are asking you to speak to our hearts today, Lord. Speak to us, Lord Jesus. Minister unto us, Lord, the things that we need, oh God, even concerning your word, Lord, concerning spirituality. Oh God, give us insight. Give us wisdom and knowledge concerning your will for our lives. Oh, Lord, open our eyes that we may see, my God. Lord, guide us in the way we should go and order our footsteps, Lord Jesus, in your word. Keep us in your will, Lord God. Don't let us be distracted by the things going on down here, Lord, but help us to spawn you, oh God. Help us to set our affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Help us, Lord, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. And even according to your word, oh Lord, all these things that we are in need of, all of these things that we desire will be added unto us, Lord, because you know what we need, Lord Jesus. You will supply our needs according to your riches and glory. And Lord, we believe you and we are taking you at your word. We are depending on you, Lord, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need you right now to strengthen us. Oh my God, increase our faith, Lord. Take away all the doubt and the unbelief. Take away fear and drawback. Take away hesitancy. Oh, Lord God, anything that gets in the way and try to block our path, take it away, Lord Jesus, that we may continue moving forward and doing your will. Oh, Lord Jesus, have your way. Take control right now. Take over, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover us under your blood, Lord. Keep us and preserve us. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we are praying, God, for those who are on the prayer list, everyone who has requested, and anyone who's listening right now, desiring something special, Lord. We are praying, God, that you will hear and answer and grant every request according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus, oh, bless your name, Lord. We bless you. And we praise you, my God. We are asking you today to send your word, Lord. Send your anointing. Speak to us, oh Lord. Speak to our hearts. Lord, elevate us. Take us higher. Oh Lord, help us to grow in grace. Glory to your name, Lord. We want to be where you want us to be, oh God. We want to do what you want us to do. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Oh, glory to your name, and be led by you to follow your leading and whatever you say, Lord God. Help us to humble us down before you and to say yes in our hearts. Oh, Lord, help us to surrender completely with our whole heart. Help us, Lord. Oh, glory to your name. Lord, we need your help. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't do it on our own, but we need you to help us. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Help us to be humble and obedient. Help us, Lord, to go where you send us, to do what you command us, to speak those things that you give us to say. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done in each of our lives. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done. Lord, we ask you to bless us throughout this broadcast. Oh, God, let those, Lord, who are sick today be healed and made whole. And if any of them have committed any sins, Lord, let their sins be forgiven. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. And make them whole, Lord. Raise them up off the sick bed. Restore their health, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even those who are suffering with incurable diseases, Lord, and viruses, oh God, you know you can do everything, and you have the power to make them whole right now. We believe, and we count it done, Lord. We give you thanks. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your touch today. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you, oh God, for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you, oh yes, Lord. Thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. We thank you for increasing our faith. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done. We thank you, Lord, in advance for those things that you're about to do in our lives. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We honor you, and we give your name the glory because all belong to you. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
glory
you,
to your name, Lord. We thank you. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Let your
have
will
your
be done.
Way, Lord Jesus.
In the name of
let
Jesus.
Your will be done.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for all things, oh God. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for prayer. We thank God once again for you tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And if Evangelist Khadija is on the line, and we're going to ask her to go ahead and read the opening scripture and give announcements if she can do that at this time. God bless you, then.
Amen. God bless you. At this time, I give me one moment. Amen.
Amen. That's all right, then. We'll get that later on. But at this time, let us go to the Word of God, and I'll read the opening scripture. Praise the Lord, and if you will turn to, let's get a scripture here, and I will read that for you, and I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. Amen. So let us go to Psalm the 24th number of Psalm, beginning with the verse. And again, that is Psalm 24, beginning with verse 1. And the scripture reads, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. The generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah." Amen. We thank God for the reading of the opening scripture taken from the 24th number of Psalms, entirety of 10 verses. Praise the Lord, and may God continue to bless us through his word. Amen. Praise be to God. I could say the truth that I feel happy down in my soul.
Yes.
God is moving by his spirit. And I just want to take this time for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time to mention that you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located in Camden, New Jersey. And Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president. And I'd like to take this time to acknowledge our late vice president, who was Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who was also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. And we thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this afternoon. We thank you for taking the time to support us and to listen to this broadcast. And we thank you also for your prayers. Praise the Lord. And again, we do thank the Lord for this opportunity. And you can get ready now to help us praise the Lord. Help us, but is worthy to be praised. And just because you are calling in on this broadcast, it doesn't mean that the Spirit of God is limited. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God is everywhere at all times. And if you feel the Spirit of God moving on you, why don't you take the time out and just let him have his way? If he touch you and you need to go forth in a dance, just find a spot that you can stand in your house if you're at home. Make sure you don't knock anything over and just let God have his way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be standing next to a dresser or something you can hit, but just get out in a little open space and just go ahead and let the Lord have his way. Let God move upon you. Amen. And, you know, God is just a mighty God, and he's doing great and mighty things. And today, this is the Lord's day. So we ought to dedicate this time to giving God praise and lifting him up because he is truly worthy. Amen. And we do thank God for Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. She's co-host, and I don't know if she's on or not. Are you on, Evangelist May? We also thank God for Evangelist Khadija. If we don't get the announcements at this time, We will get them later on. Oh, you're on? Okay, God bless you.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. If you wish to correspond with us via email, Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling quite kind of bold after the Word of God, you want to have remarks, or you have a testimony you'd like to tell, or a song you'd like to sing, or a scripture you'd like to share, you can feel free to give us a call at 978-990-5270. And our access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbert hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Moto Hoff, Missionary Rebecca England, Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Minister Manuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network every night at 9 o'clock p.m. The phone number is 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Bishop Byrd and family, for Missionary Gracie White and the Breeze White family, for Sister Marcelle Horsey and the Breeze Horsey family. We want to continue to pray for Benjamin Holmes, for Melissa Smith, Titus Edmond Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, the Breeze Williams Edmond family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Marquito, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amor Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Breeze Anderson family, for Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elderberry Johnson, and the Breeze Johnson family, the Breeze Hall family, all the Breeze families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And I also want to announce our church's annual Missionary and Women's Day Convention of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated. That's going to be held May 27th through May 29th. Services are going to be held Friday night via teleconference at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday morning in-person services at local churches as permitted at 11 a.m. Sunday evening service will be held via teleconference as well at 7 o'clock p.m. We're just waiting for the chair lady to provide us with which number we'll use during that time, and I'll have that information for you. But those are all the announcements that I have. At this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And so go ahead and get your Bible, get your tambourine, go ahead and just get notes and, you know, paper and pen, and prepare your hearts and your minds to receive the Word of God. At this time, the broadcast is in the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for Evangelist Khadija giving those announcements. And we thank God once again for just blessing us during this broadcast. And at this time, let us prepare now to go to the Word of God. Let us put our minds on the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give thanks to your name. We call upon you right now, Lord, to speak to us, to minister unto us, O God, and to bless us. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you will notice, the 10th chapter of St. Mark, verses 17 through 31. And let us go there. I am reading from the King James Version Bible. That's St. Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 17 through 31. And the Bible reads, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again to them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, says, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife, children or land for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last and the last first. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. I can say the truth that God, he truly is a merciful God. And my title today for this message is The True Love of God. And the theme is, we need more love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In this passage of scripture, this previous, let's go back and give a little history on what took place prior to this young man running up to Jesus, where Jesus had began to talk to his disciples, and I believe somebody had asked a question about the wife, if the man put away his wife and so forth, and Jesus began to explain to them what the law is all about. And then there were those who brought children up to Jesus, and they wanted Jesus to anoint the children and lay hands on the children, but the disciples began to rebuke them. But Jesus, when he found out this had happened, he was displeased, and he took these children in his arms. He began to lay his hands on them and bless them. And then following that, this is where verse 17 picks up. The young man after Jesus had gone forth from blessing the children, he came and he began to kneel down before the Lord, calling him good master, asking this question, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And herein is the love of God, how Jesus took the time to correct him, first of all. And, you know, people, they don't take too well to correction. But it's all done in love, where Jesus said to him, or rather asked him, why callest thou me good? And the correct thing is that God is the only one who is good. He said, there is none good but one, that is God. People, they try to say that they're good, like you say to them, how are you? I'm good. But only one is good, and that is God. And Jesus turned the attention away from himself and turned it directly to God, the only one who is good. Hallelujah. Going on, the Lord began to say to him, well, you know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not kill, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor thy father and mother, and so on. And the young man began to answer, saying, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. I've kept all these commandments from my youth, from the first time I learned of these commandments or these laws. Jesus began to take a close look at this young man. And he had compassion on him and loved him in that moment. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, knowing everything, knew what was in his heart and what he would or would not do. But he had this love for the young man, and he began to say to him what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. Because that was his question. He wanted to know, what must I do? He was very concerned, no doubt, wondering what he lacked. What else could he do to inherit eternal life? And being that he knew of the laws of Moses, he was aware that he needed to keep all of God's commandments in order to inherit eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So Jesus began to say to him, after just feeling that deep love, that true love of God for this young man, this was a soul, hallelujah, that the enemy didn't want to be saved. A soul that the enemy had his grip on. But he only lacked one thing. So Jesus said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou hast. He didn't leave anything out. But Jesus told him to sell whatever he had and take whatever money he got for it. Give to the poor. And if he didn't sell it, he could just give it to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. That's the true love of God. This is what the Lord explained to him that he needed to do. Rid of all of his worldly possessions. Because this was standing in the way of him receiving eternal life. Now, this individual, he required getting rid of all his worldly goods. That may not apply to everyone, because maybe someone is able to handle having worldly goods, but yes, can still love God and obey him and keep his commandments. Glory be to God. But this was a stumbling block to this young man, and he needed to sell whatever he had and give to the poor. He didn't say give it to the rich, but he said give to the poor. Glory to God. Can you see the love of God in this? How Jesus was looking out for the poor. This man, he had a lot. He had many, many possessions. The scripture says he had great possessions, meaning he had so much, but he needed to sell it all. Glory, hallelujah, so that he could have treasure in heaven, so he could have eternal life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And so Jesus, after he said that to the young man, he told him to come, take up and follow him. So then people think that they don't have to bear their cross, but we must bear our own cross. As Jesus said, come. So we have to follow Jesus. We have to take up our cross daily and follow Jesus. This is a daily walk with the Lord. It's not you can walk part of the way and sit down to rest. It doesn't work that way. But this is a daily walk with the Lord, taking up our cross on a daily basis. Hallelujah. And following Jesus. And this young man saying, and this made him sad. He was so grieved about it. He went away so sad. This hurt him to his heart because his heart was wrapped up into his great possession, and he could not part with it. He couldn't see himself selling all he had and giving to the poor. He just couldn't bring himself to do that. And this was the one thing that was standing in the way of his having treasure in heaven and having eternal life. And sometimes in our lives, we encounter things that hinder us or get in the way of us having eternal life. But when God brings it to our attention to let us know that we have to give something up, hallelujah, glory be to God, we should humble ourselves before the Lord and ask God to help us. I don't see anywhere in this passage of scripture where the young man said, Lord, I'm too attached to my great possessions. Can you help me? He didn't even ask for help. He just walked away mad and grieved in his heart without even asking the Lord to help him. Hallelujah. Because God can do everything. He has been out, and he didn't just say to the young man to come and follow me, and he wasn't going to help him. Oh, he was going to do everything he needed done. He was going to provide for him. He didn't have to worry about what am I going to eat, what am I going to wear, where am I going to live. He didn't have to worry about it, but he didn't know that because all he could see was he had to part with his great possessions, and he had to give that up and distribute to the poor people and help them out. And he couldn't see that God has everything. If he can give you eternal life, can he not provide food for you to eat? Can he not provide a place for you to live? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So if you're looking for God to give you eternal life, then surely he can give you so much more than that. Amen. And sometimes the things that we're holding on to, God want to give us something better than that. But all we can see is, oh, this is the best right. I have. This is it, and that's it. No. But God's got so much more, so much better for you. For me, if we can only just give up whatever it is that's hindering us, that's stopping us from doing the will of God, stopping us from living according to the word of God and his commandments, stopping us from obeying his voice when he speaks to us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And those who are running from God and constantly putting it off, it's time now to give up everything. Fell out completely. Give it away. Hallelujah. And then come. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. The Lord gives us that call. He reaches out to us. He gives us the opportunity. So it wasn't like the man didn't have the chance to receive what he was asking for. You know, we be asking God for things, but sometimes we have to give something up in order to get that. So he was asking for it, but the answer he got wasn't the answer he was expecting. He wasn't prepared for that. He wasn't looking for Jesus to tell him that. So when he heard it, it just wasn't what he was expecting. That's not what he wanted to do. Praise the Lord. So we have to deny ourselves. And we can't do what we want to do. We can't have it our way. It has to be God's way. This is the love of God, the true love of God. He's going to tell you the truth. He's going to tell you what it takes in order to receive eternal life. You're not just going to just go sweeping through the city and I'm going to heaven anyhow. It doesn't work that way. Hallelujah. But God has commandments that he has given us. And because God loves us, he wants us to be saved. He wants us to have eternal life. But are we willing to do what it takes to get that eternal life? Hallelujah. Are we willing to sell out? Are we willing to give up houses, mother, brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, whoever, job, whatever it takes? Are we willing to give it up, take up our cross, and follow Jesus? Hallelujah. I'm talking about the true love of God. And look how Jesus loved this young man. He looked on him, and he loved him. He just looked at him, and he had this love and this compassion for the young man. And he loved him so dearly and just began to say to him, one thing thou lackest, just one thing. Hallelujah. You're close, but it's one little thing that's stopping you. And that's how it is with many of us. We might be close, but as the song says, 99 and a half won't do. He kept all of these laws from his youth up, and at the present time, he hadn't lacked any of them. But one thing that he needed to go a step further, and that's how people are. They go a few steps, but they don't want to go all the way. They want the reward of going all the way, but they don't want to do what it takes to get it. Amen. But you have to go all the way with the Lord. See, love will motivate you to go all the way. Love will motivate you to give up everything that's in the way of you serving the Lord. That love, if it's in your heart and you say you love God, oh, thank you, Lord, you're going to be motivated and prompted by love to give it up. Oh, glory be to God. So Jesus, he went on and looked round about after this young man went away so sad and grieved in his heart. He looked about round about at his disciples and began to say to them, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? People with riches, it's hard for them to enter into the kingdom of God. It's not impossible. It's just hard. Why? Why? Because mm-hmm. they feel like they have everything they need and they don't need God. So the disciples, they were so astonished at his words when Jesus said that. But Jesus began to put emphasis on it. Oh, thank you, Lord. He wanted to drive the point home. And he began to say again, children, how hard is it, kingdom of God? So key word, they trust in these riches. They feel like they don't need God. They have everything they have that they want or desire. And they don't need God. They don't need to pray. They trust in riches. And that's why Jesus began to emphasize how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. He compared this hardness to the camel that can go through the eye of a needle. Easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, everyone don't take the time to explain what this eye of a needle. We're not talking about a needle that you sew clothes with. Not that kind of eye. But there's an opening in a gateway where the camels would go through into the area they were going to. Because there's a fence there and there's a gate, and it's called the eye of a needle. And a camel can get through that easier than a rich man can get into the kingdom of God. So that means it's very hard. And when Jesus said that, I can only imagine the looks on the faces of his disciples. When they heard him say that, what? They were astonished out of measure. Can you imagine being astonished out of measure? I mean, it was just out of proportion, the astonishment that they had. And they began to say among themselves, who then can be saved? This is impossible. This is just not, who can be saved? So Jesus, knowing what they were talking about among themselves, said to them after looking on them, with men it is impossible. That means you can't do it yourself. Your brother can't help you. Your sister can't help you. Mother, father, whoever else. Nobody can help you with this because it is impossible with men, but not with God. That is important because of the love of God. Because of how powerful his love is. Glory, hallelujah. Because of what God has already done with God, all things are possible. Oh, thank you, Lord. But without God, it is impossible. Why the young man, he couldn't walk away from his great possessions. He couldn't give them up. He just couldn't do it, couldn't bring himself to do it. It was impossible for him. But again, he did not ask for help. And if anybody finds himself in a situation where you need to give something up, you need to keep the commandments of God, and something is hindering you, you can cry out to the Lord, and he will help you. Oh, thank you, Lord, because this is why Jesus said what he said. With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. He didn't leave that out. He wanted to make sure they knew that. God loves you, and he wants you to be saved. And with God, all things are possible. Don't let the devil tell you that you can't be saved. Don't let the devil tell you that you can't be delivered, because Satan is a liar. And the truth is not in him. With God, all things are possible. Yes, it can be done. Oh, if they say it can't be done, God can turn everything around
He can change it.
He can.
Oh, yes, he can. And make it yes. Oh, praise God. They might say no, but God says yes. And when God says yes, nobody can say no. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So Peter, he began to say how they had left everything and followed Jesus, but it didn't go without being rewarded. Jesus let him know, verily, I say unto you, in other words, truly, I say unto you, there's no man that has left house, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, land, for my sake and the gospel. But he shall receive an hundredfold. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Regardless of what you've left behind, whatever it is you walk away from. Oh, can you imagine this young man having these great possessions, leaving it all behind and receiving a hundredfold? Now, in this time, you don't have to wait to get into heaven to get those heavenly treasures, amen, to get eternal life. But you can have it right now. But he couldn't see the greatness of the love of God. He couldn't understand. And this is what caused a lot of people to lose out and to miss out just because they don't understand or they can't see it. They want to know everything right up front. But it doesn't work that way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus said, no man that has left all of these things, he's going to receive a hundredfold now. No waiting. But right now, in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution. So that's important to understand that.
Yes.
With persecution. And Lord knows it's worth it. Oh, yes, it's worth it. Persecutions are truly worth it. And in the world to come, eternal life. Oh, can you get it any better than that? This is the true love of God. And Lord knows we need more love. If we get more love in our hearts for God, I'm telling you, we'll do anything God tells us to do without reservation. We wouldn't hesitate. We wouldn't hemhole around and try to get somebody else to do. We would just say, yes, Lord, here am I. What do you want me to do? Oh, thank you, Lord. Because God will reward us so greatly. And if we give away anything, God will bless us 100-fold, meaning 100 times more than what we give out. I don't know what all this young man had, but if he was going to get 100 times that, Lord have mercy. He's talking about something great. But I just thank God for his word, and I just want to encourage you on this afternoon that if there's anything hindering you, if there's anything in your way, I'm encouraging you to give it up so you can follow the Lord, so you can take up your cross every day and follow Jesus, because he's going to bless you in this life and in the life to come. Praise the Lord. So don't worry. Don't be wondering about how am I going to make it, how am I going to do this. Don't worry about it. But put your trust in the Lord. Don't put your trust in your riches, or your family, your house, your job. Don't put your trust in these things, because it'll cause you to lose out every time. But if you put your total trust in the Lord, he will never fail you. He will never let you down. But he'll be there for you every step of the way. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So this time, let us prepare now to go to God in prayer. Anyone who desires to be saved, anyone desiring to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the God's Spirit dwelling in you, you can receive the Holy Ghost today. Hallelujah. You can invite the Lord to come into your heart and to dwell there. You open up your heart and just repent, be sorry for the wrong that you've done. Ask the Lord to forgive you and to take away your sins and anything that you're holding on to. Ask the Lord to help you to give it up. Well, thank you, Lord, and he will do that. Glory be to God. If you're sick in your body and you need a healing, God is a healer, and he wants to heal you today. Because of the true love of God, God wants you to be in good health, and he wants you to be healed, and he wants you to be saved. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So at this time, let us go to God in prayer, believing God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we humble ourselves before you and under your mighty hand. Lord, we ask for mercy. Oh, God, be compassionate and look down on us right now. We are coming to you, Lord, on behalf of those, Lord, who have repented in their hearts and have asked for forgiveness. We pray, God, that you will forgive their sins and that you will save them and fill them with the Holy Ghost this day, Lord. Hallelujah. While we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we come to you on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies, and we pray, Lord, for healing in the name of Jesus. Lay your hand upon them, oh, God, and let them feel the healing virtue go through their body from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, work a miracle in somebody's life today. Oh, Lord, call somebody to know that you are the only true and living God. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord, for those who have riches and unable to give up the worldly goods and worldly possessions. We ask you to help them, Lord, to come to you and surrender completely unto your will. In the name of Jesus, save them, my God, and help them, Lord, along the way. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, God, for the bereaved families. They're asking that you will give them comfort and consolation today, oh, God. Lord, comfort their heart. Be close to the families. Wrap your loving arms all around them, Lord, and help them through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, give them strength, Lord God, and help the families to stay together and to rally around one another, to support one another, oh, and to be there one for another. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying, God, that you will put your love in our hearts today and help us to love according to your commandment, to love one another, to love the sinner man, to love everybody. Oh, Lord Jesus, any ill will or anything that's in our hearts against anyone, forgive us, Lord, and take it away from us. Take it out by the root. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make us and mold us, shape us and form us. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, oh God, and we're taking you at your word. We ask you to remember all of those on our prayer list, on prayer lists around the world, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord Jesus, somebody's calling out. Somebody's crying out, Lord, because they're in trouble. We are asking you, Lord, to deliver them out of trouble in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, lift us up. Lift us up in spirit. Oh, God, and let your will be done in our life. Have your eternal way. Remember our leaders, oh, God, all around. Teach them, Lord, how to lead the congregation. Teach them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your word, concerning your will for the church. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We ask you, oh, God, to remember those who are dealing with the law, the war that's going on over in Ukraine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord, and save. Oh my God, protect the children and those refugees, oh Lord. Be merciful in the name of Jesus. We know you're able. Move in Russia, God, move on the heart of those who are ordering the war. Touch their minds, oh God, touch their hearts. Move in a mighty way, God. Save them, Lord Jesus, and give them a change of heart, a change of mind. Only you can do it, Lord. And we know there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. Oh, my God, we bless your name and comfort those families who have lost loved ones in this war, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you for all that you've done, oh God, and we ask, Lord, if there's anything we should have mentioned in this prayer but did not mention it here, you know about it, oh God, because you know the unspoken request. You know the desires of every heart. We believe you, Lord, and we count it done. We give you thanks. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the prayer. We thank God for all of you. And now it's time we're going to hear from Evangelist Khadijah. God bless you, man.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameed. Thank God also for the prayer, both of them. And she was talking about the true love of God and saying we need more love. And this was a very beautiful message. And she began to talk about that young ruler who had many riches, but he wasn't rich toward God. And the Bible says that he was very rich, and Jesus loved him, but he couldn't love Jesus more than his riches. And the thing was, he's the one who asked Jesus what he needed to do. Jesus didn't come to him and tell him, you know, one thing, not like a son. He asked Jesus what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. But I believe it was because he thought he was already for eternal life. He was looking for affirmation for Jesus to say, well, son, you're already ready. That's what he was looking for. He didn't expect to be told that he had to let go of those things that were blocking him, the things that he was so proud of, the things that he was putting his trust in. And sometimes the things that we love, you know, where our heart is, that's where our treasure is going to be. His heart was down here on these riches. And, you know, that's where his treasure was, down here, and that's where his heart was. We have to love Jesus more than all, more than our riches. And we have to have that true love. And we need more love. We need more. Because if we have the love of God, you know, not that everybody doesn't, but if we have the true love of God, we would choose God. We would choose Jesus in the things of God more so than the things of this world. So we have to have that love, and we need more of it. I need more of it. And I thank God for the word of God. Again, coming to Evangelist Hameed, just want to say to her, be encouraged and keep preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist Khadijah. She really brought out some beautiful points, and I thank God for that. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for all of you. And we are coming down now to the close of the completion of our broadcast for this afternoon. And we look forward to you joining us for our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Friday evening at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord. And again, we do thank God for Evangelist May, who was not able to make it on the broadcast on this afternoon, but we ask you to continue to pray for her and for her ministry. She has a broadcasting ministry as well, and she also just recently had the grand opening of the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission right there in Woodbury, New Jersey on Center Street. It's 18 Center Street, East Center Street. And if you're in the neighborhood, I believe they have services there on Sunday afternoon at 12 noon. So if you're in the neighborhood and you want to go and be blessed, you're welcome to stop in to the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission.
Amen. Praise the Lord. 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. Praise be to God. We just thank God. I don't have her information right up here, but daughter, would you, do you have her broadcast information? You can make
Amen. You can listen to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Bill Edmond every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all things. And this does conclude the broadcast on this afternoon. Any clergy would like to have remarks, we remind you once again that you are welcome to use our guest call-in line to give remarks, to give words of encouragement, to sing to the glory of God, give a testimony, or whatever the Lord lays on your heart. You have that invitation on each of our broadcasts. You are welcome to tune in and to be a part of this broadcast as well. So if that be all, that concludes this broadcast on this afternoon. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.